We Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach conclude a series of shiurim of when to set a wedding date. Says the Rama in Siman Samech Daled and Eben Ezra Sif Gimel, V'nog v'shloi lus inoshim ela b'tchilas ha'chodesh, the minig is to get married only at the beginning of the month, ba'oid shalavana b'melua, when the month, when the moon is still whole. It's interesting to point out that although this halacha is mentioned here in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, as we will discuss later, this halacha is also mentioned in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Kuf Ayin Tes Sif Beis. The context where it's mentioned over there is because there's an isser of Nichush. We're not allowed to be superstitious, and the question is making a wedding on only certain dates that in that category? And the Shulchan Aruch there as well says that it's fine. The question is, until what time is it considered that the moon is whole? Many Paiskim are of the opinion that it's only until the 15th day of the month. As we know, that is the minig regarding Kiddush Levana as well. However, there are many that are of the opinion until the 22nd day of the month. The Minchas Elazar says that until the 22nd day in the month, weddings can take place. Furthermore, there are those that suggest that we have rayas that the wedding could take place later in the month, because the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Beis says that we don't make a wedding during the 3 weeks after Shavuos B'Tamuz. But there's another issue. After Shavuos B'Tamuz is after the first half of the month. So we see that weddings can be made later in the month, and maybe this is clearly a raya, that weddings can be made until the 22nd in the month, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch has to tell us that in Chodesh Tamuz, we don't make a wedding after the 17 days of the month. However, there are many Paiskim that take the position that we don't have to be makpid on the sminig. Doruch HaShulchan here in Sif Yud Gimel says, Toiv, Yoyse Toiv, Shloi Lahakpid Klal Bazeh. It's better one shouldn't be makpid on the sminig. Shnema Tamim Tia. And actually, this vort of the Aruch HaShulchan is very important, because Taisus here in Masechta Ksubos on Daf Beis of an Aleph immediately points out a question. Taisus points out that the Mishnah said we get married Wednesday night, because in case there's a Tainus Psulim, he could go to Beis Din Thursday morning, and therefore the Gemara asked, so for that reason we should get married on Sunday, as Taisus. But there's another reason that one should get married on Wednesday. One should get married on Wednesday, so if he'll get married on Wednesday, his bia will be on Wednesday night, which is Thursday. And as the Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Aleph teaches us, that was the day that the bracha was given to Dagim. And therefore, why is there no concern? Why isn't that the reason that we get married on Wednesday? So Taisa says that reason of bracha is only an Eitzah Toivah. That isn't a reason specifically that one should get married on a day. And I think that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is also trying to teach us. that the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to teach us that in our world, although there's a point in getting married, and our Gemara says on Wednesday, that's because of a halachic reason. But because of bracha, we don't have to specifically make a wedding on a day of the week or when the moon is whole. And in fact, the Ritva has a different approach. The Ritva says, of course, bracha is an important element in determining on what day the wedding should take place. Our Gemara is speaking about a specific situation where the time of the wedding has already come. And as we discussed, once the time of the wedding comes, that's when we shouldn't delay the wedding. But it could be, says the Ritva, that of course, if one could establish and set a date, we should set the date for a day that indeed bracha has been said for that day. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua makes a very important point. The Pnei Yeshua says, here the Ramah is telling us that one should make a wedding when the Levon is B'Meluai, when the moon is whole. Even though there's nowhere in our Gemara that such a minig is mentioned. But Ramah says that that's the minig one should do, that one should make a wedding when the Levon is B'Meluai. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, Al Gemara and Daf Hei teaches us specifically that one should make a wedding on Wednesday night, B should be on Thursday, because of that's when the moon is B'melu, that's when there was bracha. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pischei Tshuva actually quotes that Pnei Yeshua, says, isn't this reason more of a reason? And as we're going to quote, that there were those that indeed had a minig to make weddings specifically on Wednesday night. And the reason they had the minig specifically to make the wedding on Wednesday night is because of what Al Gemara is teaching us, that to make a wedding on Thursday, on a Yom of Bracha is a day to make a wedding. The Nachla Shiva also says that there were many places that made a wedding on Wednesday night. And in fact, the Shloss says, Shem Shemayim, he writes to his family, Shem Shemayim, Yir Mekudesh Al Yetchem, you, my family, will be creating a Kiddush Hashem, Shetasu Chasna Lebneichem, if you make a wedding for your children, Kitzivi Chachamenu Zal, Besulun Asas, LeYom Revi, follow what Chazal taught us, that the wedding should start Wednesday by day, V'yivlenu Bilas Mitzvah B'layla Hu, and then the Bilas Mitzvah should be that night. And so too did I see that Rav Ozner, and the Shaul Satshuva Shevet Alevi, Chelek Tes Simen Reish Ayin Beis, says, if possible, one should make a wedding on Wednesday night, because even though, as we discussed in a previous year, the reasons for making a wedding on Wednesday night, the reasons given by the Mishnah aren't, and the Gemara aren't applicable, Bezman Hazeh, says Rav Ozner that everything that's mentioned in the Gemara has many other reasons other than the reasons that we see. And therefore, since everything in the Gemara has all these other reasons that the Pnimius HaTaira, if at all possible, one should try to make a wedding on Wednesday night. Again, as we said, the remark clearly does, however, say that one should try to make the wedding when it's B'melua. The Paiskim say that, however, there are certain very clear exceptions. One exception suggested by the Paiskim is that in Eretz Yisrael, this din doesn't apply, Eretz Yisrael is not under any mazel. Eretz Yisrael is under the direct hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael one can be more lenient about making a wedding on an earlier date. But then there's another very important point that many poskim can quote. It's a tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad. He says that this issue of making a wedding only when the levana is b'meluai is when the chassan is under 20 years old. The Gemara says in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chof Tes Amud Bei, says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, the kima shugia legil esrim, that if a man is 20 years old, b'lay nasa isha, and he hasn't gotten yet married, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oima tipech atzmoisav, his bones should rot. And therefore, that certainly takes precedence over making the wedding because of a mitzvah. The mitzvah of getting married at that point takes precedence. And the Noid Behuda, there's a Noid Behuda that we learned about in Masechet Yevamos. That even though in Masechet Yevamos we spoke about a woman who's a katlonis, a woman who two or three of her husbands have passed away, should not get married. We also, however, learned that in a situation of Yibum, we're not concerned about a katlonis. Why? Because the mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah of the rites of Yibum, takes precedence over any such concern. Especially since we know there's a cloud of Shema Mitzvah Layeda, Shema Mitzvah Layeda Davaro. And here too, since there's such an important mitzvah to get married by the time one is 20 years old, that certainly suggests many poskim. Rav Ozna quotes this Rabbi Yehuda as well. Once the chassan is 20 years old, make the wedding as quickly as possible, even if it means making the wedding towards the end of the month. Furthermore, there are certain months that the poskim say we don't have to be makbid. There are some say that in Chodesh Elul, which is a month of tshuva, it's a month where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us, and Chodesh Adar, because Mishnechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, there are many poskim that are makel. The Darki Tshuva says that when the Bnei Soscha was in the city of Munkach, he made weddings the entire month of Elul. I also saw, I once heard from Rabbi Gamil Rabinovich Shlita from Eretz Yisrael, that in Chodesh Av, we can make weddings in the second half of the month. Because Chodesh Av is the first half of the month which has a bad mazel, and since the first half of the month has a bad mazel, it's reversed. We make the wedding on the second half. Furthermore, the poskim say that even though Lag BaOmer comes out in the end of in the second half of the month, weddings can be done in the second half of the month. We're going to be discussing in Mitzvah Shem in the coming shiur the halacha of a chuppah snida, and even though the halacha, as we will learn, is that one may make a chuppah snida, certainly the poskim say that when there's two options, either to make a chuppah snida or to make a wedding levana b'meluai, meaning that if you want to avoid a chuppah snida, you're going to need to make the wedding at the end of the month. Making the wedding at the end of the month is less of a concern than making a chuppah snida. The poskim also say that this halacha is only by a first marriage, but in a situation by a zivuk sheni, we don't have to be makbid on this. There's a discussion in the poskim, what the Steichemi discusses, what is the halacha if it's Rosh Chodesh, but it's before the Moilid. There's a letter from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, where the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, Zatzal, that even once the new moon has begun, even if it's before the Moilid, we can make the wedding. He says, because since the Rosh Chodesh is determined by us, and if we determine that it's Rosh Chodesh, even though the Mawlid has not yet appeared, the halacha is we can make a wedding. The Mata Ephraim says, however, that the minig is not to make a wedding during the Seres Yimei Tshuva. One reason he says is because since on Yom Kippur we're going to have Mechilas Avoinus anyway, so there's no need to, we should rely on the Mechilas Avoinus of Yom Kippur, not because of the Mechilas Avoinus of a wedding. And he says, since we know the Pasuk says, Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu, Ezu chag shachodesh miskasabai, where is the yontif where the moon is covered? Hava oim is a Rosh Hashanah. So since Rosh Hashanah is the time where the Levana is covered, and we're learning here in the Ramah that we should make a wedding in the time when the moon is visible, so it's inappropriate to make a wedding during the Seres Yimei Tshuva. The Tzdei Chemed also says, since at a wedding there's a lot of dancing and singing and drinking, the Seres Yimei Tshuva is not the time for it. However, the Shaalz Tshuvas Mlemed L'Hoyl said that this is not a minig that was except everywhere. He says he himself was a Masada Kedushin at weddings during the Seres Yimei Tshuva. The Chava Das from Ravad Yosef and Chelik Aleph Simon Memches says also that there are many weddings that take place during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, and therefore he feels that a wedding could take place during that time. The Tzdei Chemed also says, as we mentioned earlier, a Zivik Sheni, we could be more makel. Most Paiskim are of the opinion that during Elul we can make a wedding, even though there you may Slichus. The Tzdei Chemed says that he attended weddings during Elul. There are those that have a minig not to make a wedding during the month of Cheshvan, because it's Mar Cheshvan and it's bitter. Others say it's called Mar Cheshvan because there are no Yom Tovim in that month. But a wedding can take place. The Shaalz Tshuvas B'Tzela Chochma, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach, has a different reason why one can make a wedding in Mar Cheshvan. He says that we just said that the reason a wedding shouldn't take place in Mar Cheshvan is because Mar means bitter. Says the B'Tzela Chochma, but we know that the Gemara says that these names of the months came with them from Bavel. So this is not a Jewish name of the month. So were it a Jewish name, we could understand why we shouldn't make a wedding then. But since it's not a Jewish name, we don't have to be makbid. He also says the word mar doesn't necessarily mean bitter. The word mar can mean, mar means master. And therefore, he says that one could get married during Mar Cheshvan. So the Bnei Yisrael says if there's a place that there's a minig not to get married in Mar Cheshvan, they shouldn't get married in Mar Cheshvan. But if there is no such minig, call Hamagdim Nesum L'Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Harezes Zoros L'Dava Mitzvah Niskar, getting married sooner, especially as we discussed earlier, if the chassan is over 20 years old, one should get married. Chav Sivan, the Tamei Minhagim, says there's a minig not to make a wedding on, and as well, there are many that have a minig not to make a wedding on Zion Adar, the yard site of Moshe Rabbeinu. As I said at the beginning of this year, this halacha that we just quoted also appears in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nogish Emas Chilim Bebeis V'Dalad. We don't begin something new on the second day, on the fourth day of the month. And Noisim Noshim Ella B'Meluham Levana. And he also says, a wedding should only take place at the beginning of the month. The Daki Tshuva says that, as we spoke about Elul and Adar, we could get married the whole month. And he also quotes the Steichemed that one could get married if there's, depending on his Menhagim regarding Sfira, but he says you could get married the whole month of Nisan. Nisan is a month which is a month of Nisim. It's a month that is a very positive month for us, and therefore it's now one can get married. And there is, but if one is makbid not to get married on certain days, that's not called nichush. Furthermore, just like we're learning now, there's a point in getting married at the beginning of the month because it's a siman toif. So too, there's a point of getting married under the sky, because getting married under the sky is a siman toif. Getting married under the chuppah, having the chuppah under the sky, the remark quotes in Ibn Ezer, Simon Samach Aleph Sif Beis, is a Simon Bracha, that the children that will come from this union will be blessed like the Koichvei HaShemayim. The Chasam Sofer says that one, a Rav, should not be Masada Kedushin at a wedding where they're not making it under the sky. Ramosha is a little more lenient. Ramosha is not as strict about making the wedding dafka under the sky. The Steichemed says that he was once invited to be Masada Kedushin at a wedding, and he was told that they don't want to make the wedding under the stars. And he told them that he will not be the Masada Kedushin at that wedding. And he, in fact, says that once he told this to these people, they accepted what he said. And to quote the words of the Steichemed, Ashreyem Yisrael, people should be praised, Sheskimu Shloy Lashanas HaMinig, that they accepted the minig that we're learning now, to get married under the star. However, in conclusion, even though we've learned in our shir about the different menhagim of where to get married, when to get married, what is a day of good mazel, our Gemara says that Rav Yosef was trying to understand why a wedding has to take place on specifically Wednesday. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Marud Avraham. Rav Yosef, in trying to understand this Gemara, exclaimed, Marud Avraham. And I thought the Mefarshim tried to understand why specifically was Avraham Avinu mentioned. What does Avraham Avinu have to do with this Gemara? So I saw a very beautiful pshat. We know that Rashi says regarding Avraham Avinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, say Metzdagninu Shulcha, don't follow the stars. Avraham ain't a moilid. Avraham won't have children. Avraham moilid. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avraham Avinu is that we Klal Yisrael are not subject to mazel. And that's perhaps what's most important to remember. Even though we're learning the different menhagim and now three shiurim, when to get married, when not to get married, one should realize that we Klal Yisrael, say Matzdagnina Shulcha, we're married Avram. That's why Avram Avinu specially mentioned. We're the children of Avram Avinu. And the children of Avram Avinu are always under the special Shmira and protection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.